The gospel text today reminds us that one of the most important things that we can understand about God is that God's love for humanity is played out in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And through his sacrificial love, God actively chooses us. Now, we human beings sometimes think that it's up to us to do the choosing. It's up to us to go find God. It's up to us to be worthy of God. It's up to us to measure up to God. But of course, when Jesus is speaking to his disciples, he says, "You've not picked me, I've picked you. I have picked you to be my children." And you have that privilege that we get to be the children of God Almighty. And that is an incredible privilege. And of course, here on Mother's Day Sunday, we're remembering the privilege that we all have, that our mothers and us lived our lives together, and that we literally all received our lives from our mothers. But in this unique situation, God is saying that I am choosing to be your parent. I am choosing to pick to be a part of your life. And this incredible bond that a parent has with a child that we celebrate here on Mother's Day, God then chooses to have with you and with me and really with all of the people of the world. Now, of course, that doesn't mean that everyone will choose to believe in God. Of course, for us, we understand that God has loved us, that God has chosen us. He has quite literally picked us. But in doing so, we have received God's love and we have not rejected it. There will be people all over this world that choose to reject God's love. And the reasons for this are as varied as the people who make the choice. See, God has chosen us. He's come to us first. He's given us his love, his grace, and his mercy. And he has said to each and every one of us, "You are my beloved child. And on the cross, I have sent Jesus Christ to die for your sins in order that you might be forgiven and made a new part of my kingdom." But he leaves us this option. We may choose to reject him. We may choose to reject his truth. We may choose to reject his grace. We may choose to reject his salvation. And we live in a world full of people who make that choice rather frequently. There is nothing that we can do to control the choices that other people make. We ourselves, we have to remember every day that we also make choices. We can reject the grace that Jesus Christ gives us on a daily basis. Even if we don't reject Jesus Christ, it's possible that we reject the experience of being among the forgiven, of forgetting that we have been chosen by God, if not just for that moment. And some of the saddest, darkest moments of a Christian's life will happen when we forget the simple fact that we've been chosen by God for something special, something incredible. To be a part of the kingdom of God supersedes everything in this world. And this world is a noisy world. It draws our attention a million different ways and makes us think that all of the things of this world are so very important, when Jesus says the only important thing, the only thing worth noting, the only thing worth paying attention to is that you have been chosen by God to be a part of his kingdom, to be a part of his life, and to be a part of this thing that Jesus Christ is doing to bring forever and ever together humanity and God the Father. We human beings here in this world who are part of the kingdom of God because we've been chosen and we've accepted this incredible gift, we've not rejected it. We need to be those who remember this, not just on Sunday and not just when it is convenient or not when we feel like we're in a time of trial, but every single day. Is it because this somehow endangers our salvation if we lose track of this grace? Well, no, that's not the way it works. Because we have believed in Jesus Christ, we are saved. But in that salvation, God has a world of blessings that he wants to give to you and to me and to all those who believe in Jesus Christ. When we forget that we have been chosen, when we forget that we are a part of this incredible thing, we forget that all those incredible gifts are here literally in front of us. The gift of forgiveness, of renewal, of life, life everlasting, life redefined by the purpose of the kingdom of God. All of these things are so much greater than the world that we live in. And we miss out on incredible blessings when we forget who we are as the chosen. And so here on this Sunday, when we remember this incredible relationship that God brings us into with our mothers, that gives us life, that gives us quite literally the very breath in our lungs, and in many ways sends us out into the world. It's not a choice that you or I get to make. We don't get to say, hey, I'm going to pick this person over here to be my mom. I guess some of us maybe even get to do that a little bit too, but in reality, in the end, we human beings, we make good decisions and bad decisions. We choose the right thing and not the right thing. But God has chosen for us to be a part of our lives. And that is the best thing.